Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. This is Lock and Load, and here we go. Think Aim Fire with investigative reporter Lee Williams and Bob Keller from Gamut Resolutions. Good afternoon, guys.
Hey, man.
Lee, I leave it to you, sir. Off we go.
Last week, I got a copy of the Use of Force Interim Training for Private Concealed Carry, Citizen Concealed Carry. This is from New Jersey. It was issued by the superintendent of New Jersey State Police and their state's attorney general.
That's going to be good.
It contains a 50-round qualification course that every concealed carry applicant must pass if you want to carry a concealed firearm in the state of New Jersey. And I've been dying. I've never had a story blow up like this before. This thing went nuclear, or as George Bush would say, nuclear. I mean, it just went everywhere. And I've been dying to run this stuff by Bob because this is, in my take, this is like 1995 police qualification course. And it's state-of-the-art for 1990, probably. Before we begin, the one thing that I said in the story that I think is really true is, you know, it's easy to get lost in the minutiae on this thing and say, oh, you know, let's look at the kneeling and the prone and all that crap. But this whole thing is unconstitutional. You cannot test someone's constitutional rights. I mean, like, remember down south, and then, well, nobody remembers it, but in the 40s and 50s, they had a literacy test for folks of color. They had to come in and pass before they could vote. Keep that in mind because you're going to be seeing that analogy in an upcoming story. This is flat-ass wrong. You can require training, kind of. The attorneys that I know said some of these shall-issue states kind of can require training, but you cannot require anybody to pass a test for a constitutional right. Anyway, enough backstory. They call it the John Wick concealed carry test. And I know. So I thought I'd ask our own real John Wick, because some of the things they're testing are just stupid. Bob, what do you think of testing and having students shoot from the kneeling position?
I think it's a waste of time if you don't have the fundamentals dialed in.
All right.
I've said it before, I'm probably on this show. I mean, there's nothing wrong with doing that in training, but that's after you have everything else dialed in. Because the chance you happen to shoot from that position and actually see what you're looking at, probably never going to happen. But if it does happen, and you've never trained on it, but you've trained on the fundamentals, like the standing static, and you are, you know, phenomenal at that, I guarantee you'll be able to make shots from the prone position or the kneeling position or the sitting position or from your back. So, but most people want to do that when you're talking training wise and on the range, they want to do all that stuff before all the other stuff because that's what they see in videos.
Let me ask you this. Other than your range, where I could shoot from the headstand position if I'm safe, are you aware of any other ranges, specifically indoor ranges, that will allow you to shoot from a kneeling position? Because I'm not. I knew one that did it, but then, like I put in the story, the dude, one of the customers, put the target too close, and the shooter put five rounds in the ceiling.
No, I don't know if any of that would allow that, especially in the inner range, unless you're renting the whole range out.
Right.
Which, you know, you can do that for classes and had a whole indoor range. Or they would let me do stuff like that. Not that I do that in my classes, but no, like on a going to a public range and do that? No, there's no way that they allow you to do that.
Okay, next topic. What is the longest you would take a handgun shot at? What is the max distance you would shoot?
Well, it's a three answer situation dependent, but Hops rescue, no fail shot. When I was operational, it was probably around 15 yards in.
Okay.
And that, they're
testing,
yeah,
testing people from 25 yards.
Does that have
any basis in reality?
I mean, you can win a situation all day long.
Right.
There's always a chance you have to make that shot. Is that a high percentage shot? If you decide to make that, especially if it's hops and rescue, or if there's friendlies behind the target or around the target, it's not an easy shot. Even for when I was operational, I was at the top of my game. For certain situations, hops and rescue, no fail, 15 yards in, and that's a lot of things go into that. Which people look right here then and they're like, what do you mean? You could only be 15-yard shot. That's 15 yards moving and shooting, basically headshot, hops and rescue, and 100% guarantee I'm making that shot every single time. So it's a no fail. Absolutely.
Right.
So yeah, I can make 25, 30 yards, 50-yard shots with pistol. Am I gonna do that if there's a chance of me missing and I'm moving and shooting? You know, if I'm static and I have support, I might make a 50-yard pistol shot. But so a lot of things go into that. Am I out in the desert where I know for a fact that if I miss, a round's not going to impact or hit a friendly? Well, then, yeah, I might try to make a 40-yard, 50-yard shot. So a lot of things go into that. But in my training, I don't, besides the 500-egger that I have the guys shoot, I don't ever shoot anything out to 25 yards with pistol.
Yeah, and that 500 aggregate is, first of all, I hate you for that drill. Second of all, that's just a good measuring stick for you.
It's a great, well, and I really, the biggest thing in my classes is it's supposed to be an eye-opener. It's supposed to make people that have only shot at 5 yards or 10 yards and never pushed back, and they think that, and they're shooting at big targets, and they think that they're dialed in, and then you push them back to 25 yards. On a bullseye target, where they have to be accurate, and I usually say 7 yards in, seven ringing in is where you want to be. It's an eye opener. People are like, holy crap, I am not as good as I used to be. I might, cause any, out of 50 rounds, if 5 of those rounds or 10 of those rounds are missing the paper or not being inside, 7 ringing in, those are misses. So if I have a real life situation, where are those rounds going? And that happens a lot to them. I use it as an eye-opener just so people can know how hard it is to shoot from that distance and to hopefully have them second-guess themselves making a shot that distance. And it's also a good thing, like at 25 yards with a pistol, if you're not getting everything inside the black or 7-ring, 8-ring, or 9-ring, it's an easy way to self-assess yourself. You're not doing something right. Because at 7 yards, you can get away with tugging the trigger to the right just a little bit, and it's still going to hit black. But then if you do that at 25 yards, it's going to be missing paper. So out the distance is not bad to shoot every once in a while, because it is a good, easy way to self-assess yourself.
I would say this. If you're a civilian carrier and you're in New Jersey and you shoot somebody at 25 yards, odds are 50-50 you're going to be charged with murder.
You guys hang on for me. Hang on for me real quick. We're coming up on the break and we'll get back into it. Bob is the chief and only guy at Gamut Resolutions. Lee is an investigative reporter at the gunwriter.substack.com, at Armed American News, and at the Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mm-hmm. No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and this is the latest version of Think, Aim, Fire with Lee Williams and Bob Keller. And where are we going now, Lee?
I want to talk about point shoulder, because throughout the state, they're telling these applicants or these to fire from the point shoulder position. which is ancient. Bob, I wonder if you even know what that is.
I don't. I mean, I was wondering if that's why Bill was laughing.
It's an old target shooting stance, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're sticking it out, and you're trying to line your shoulder up with your hand, and your hand up with the target, and your eyes up with the sights. And I saw that in a Ben Gazzara movie one time.
You're right-handed, so your right arm is out and straight, right?
Yeah.
And your left hand is kind of bent, and you're pulling back with your left hand and pushing forward with your right hand. But to do that successfully, you have to blade yourself toward the target with your weak side. So your weak side is kind of facing the target, and there's this nice gap in most police vests where the bad guy could put a round right through the gap and right into your body, which is why guys don't use it anymore. That and laterally tracking target from left to right is nearly impossible with that. Now, I talked to Dave Workman, who we know. Dave's the editor at the Second Amendment Foundation. And I think, you know, Dave helped Samuel Colt design the Colt Walker at some point, because he's been around for a while.
Right.
And he said, yeah, some target shooters will use that stance, but I would have bet bottom dollar that Bob has never even heard of that.
No,
I was originally trained on that as a policeman back in the day, and it is so uncomfortable, you have no idea.
So it is like body canted to the target. So it's kind of like the Weaver stance?
Yeah,
exactly. It's a one-hand grip, though, Bob. It was designed with revolvers in mind.
Oh, gotcha. So your left hand is actually on your, like, forearm?
No, your left hand is on the gun. It's a two-hand grip. Your right arm is straight, and your left arm is kind of bent.
I'm in my office right now trying to do this. They're making them do that?
Yes,
when you take the test to get your concealed carry, you have to do that grip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if you're in your office and you're doing it, now try and move to the right like a target came in from your right. It's nearly impossible.
Yeah. Well, that is the reason why I use the Assassin stance for bolt rifle and pistol.
Right.
Like me getting shot in the plate is cool. Like that's an added bonus, but that is not the reason why I use the Assassin stance. Like everyone, as you were saying, law enforcement and military are taught to get square the target just so they get shot in the plate. I do it for situation awareness and for driving my gun faster, you know, a better range of motion without ever having to move my body if the target is moving left or right.
Right.
That's crazy.
It is. And also, they're required to transition to draw with your strong hand and then transition to the off hand and shoot one-handed. Now, I defy any of you. I've seen a lot of defensive gun uses. I've never seen one where the civilian had their right hand, their strong hand, somehow shot up or unable to use it, and they had to transition.
Yeah, well, and then that's kind of... Because you said that was timed as well?
Yeah. So you got to draw, switch over, and shoot. Now, if you really want to do it, draw with your weak hand. At least that injects some type of realism in it.
Yes, that's what I was just going to say. Like, if it's timed, they're coming out strong, and they're pretending that shot, then it makes no sense at all.
No, it's just like another thing they're testing is it's illegal in New Jersey to open carry. Civilians have to carry concealed. Yet this whole course is designed to be fired from a law enforcement type holster, an open carry holster. Makes no sense. What do you think of the 1 yard line from the holster, 2 rounds in 2 seconds? That right there should tell you that's pretty old type stuff.
1 yard.
1 yard line. 2 rounds from the holster in 2 seconds.
Well, I mean, you're going to get a lot of people doing point shooting.
Yeah. And
for sure.
that's kind of where I'm.
When you graduate, Bob, you have to pick up a burning urn with both of your forearms and have a, you have a dragon and a tiger burned into your forearms, and you're marked as a
I know that
New
show.
Jersey
that
Shaolin
show.
Monk for the rest of your life.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Yeah, I mean, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead.
No, just on the whole, just what you were, what we were talking about, them doing that, absolutely, there should be, there can't be, like, a standard that you have to do because of the Second Amendment, or, you know, to be able to kill
exactly.
a gun.
Exactly.
I mean, that is, you just can't go down that road, but I, you know, it's one of those things, it kind of does suck to, like, because everyone should be trainable. You know, so they
right.
And that's where it's kind of a hard one. Like, you can't say that you have to do that because that is your right to own a gun and carry a gun. But, you know, at the same time, like, I don't agree with them at all, but it is hard to, like, for people just to grab a gun concealed and never go to the range, it is kind of scary, you know?
So I couldn't agree more. I would love to see everybody who carries concealed be able to pass this test and get the 80% score.
It's but, cool, right.
Yeah, I mean, have it as a goal.
Yeah,
you can't have it as a mandate.
No, heck no. That's just unreal when you call that.
So, let me see. I think the Second Amendment Foundation has 53 active lawsuits nationally. I know somebody might be talking to New Jersey about
I hope so.
Getting rid of this. This is stupid. And like we said earlier, it's unconstitutional as hell.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel bad for those people there. I mean, it's even worse in New York.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We could get into such a deep conversation about those people in New Jersey and New York. We could get into such a deep conversation about that.
We got some good questions this week.
Well, before you start the questions, we're rolling in on the break.
Take a bill break.
Listen. It's rodeo. It's radio. It's radio. There.
I know,
Bob. You
I'm
know,
just kidding.
We got to pay the bills and everything. And I'm trying to get you to. I'm trying to help. You know, so like Bob Keller, who you know, is also a media critic.
And a point shoulder expert
and Shaolin Monk. He knows how to train you at gamutresolutions.com. You can find Lee's work at armedamericannews.com, saf.org, and thegunwriter.substack.com. This is Think Aim Fire. Going through the stuff as we do between Lee and Bob and with my very helpful interjections from here and there from time. Your time.
That's right.
About to get into the question and answer part of the show, which is always the funnest part. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
USA USA News Update. The sound of protesters in Israel, as it's been 3 months and people are questioning where are the hostages and what's being done to get them out. Israelis who are missing a loved one kidnapped by Hamas terrorists back on October 7th, protesting in Tel Aviv and setting up a long table with more than 100 empty white chairs with color pictures of those still being held. In other news, in light of the war in Ukraine and the war in the Middle East, it seems it would be a good idea to know where the U.S. Defense Secretary is. But we are learning more about his absence. Lloyd Austin, turns out, was in the hospital as the result of complications from a medical procedure, and he was even in ICU for a period. Problem is, he reportedly didn't inform the White House for a few days. He was hospitalized Monday, and reporters at the Pentagon first alerted to the situation on Friday. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and we are doing this week's episode of, or the latest episode of Think, Aim, Fire with Lee Williams and Bob Keller. Now we're into the Q&A for Mr. Keller. So you go ahead, Lee. Let's start hearing the queries.
Anonymous asks, which way are the rifle bullets pointing on the mags on your plate carrier? Had a bit of a discussion at the range today.
Well, mine, if it's on my plate carrier, the bullet is facing my left side.
Mine too. Okay. If I show up at your class and I got them facing to the right, are you going to jack me up?
Nope. But I will suggest for at least a couple reloads to try it from the left.
Yeah.
Right. Because some people just don't know. You know, I mean, and it's funny, which, you know, I kind of took this for granted when I first started doing it. Like, people don't even, they don't even pay attention to where they're putting the magazines every time they go back to their pouch. Like, sometimes they have it left, sometimes they have it right, sometimes they have a bullet facing forward, sometimes they have it facing back. Ooh. So that is one of those things that you need to pay attention to, like, find the way that you like to have your magazines in your kit, and then always, even if you're just setting your kit up at the house, make sure that those magazines are in the same way. But yeah, so I always suggest when I see someone doing, when I go pistol, my bolts are towards the target, rifle, they're away from the target. When they're on my when they're in a pouch, when they're in the kit, my rifle magazines are up there, my rifle rounds are facing my left. So I'll suggest do it one or two times, like the way that I do it, and then if they don't like it, go back to what's comfortable for you.
Shooter choice, yeah.
Yeah.
Anonymous, I have a question about what one instructor is calling car CQB. Do you recommend fighting from inside the vehicle or getting out ASAP?
Okay. So he's calling the class car CQB.
Yep.
Yeah, well, that's going to be situation dependent, too. Is there a vehicle deadline? Do you have another vehicle coming behind you to push you out of the, you know, out of the situation? Who's with you? You know, what side you're in. So you could talk about that for 4 hours.
Yeah.
You know, and that's that whole what if thing. In most cases, I do agree with, like, most people call it, what, the kill zone or get off the X, you know, like, to get out of the vehicle, get away from the vehicle, get to a piece of cover. That I agree with that. If there is cover, and you don't have like a primary that is in the car with you, but like there's just so much that goes into it. Like if there's no cover and your vehicle is your cover, why would you get off the X? You know, at least it's something. So yeah, you could go down that rabbit hole and talk for 4 hours on the what if on vehicle tactics, because it really is a what if situation. You know, is there cover outside the vehicle? Do you have other vehicles with you? That's a huge discussion.
Couldn't I just tap on the gas and run them over?
That's why I said if the vehicle's not deadline, like why are you getting out of the vehicle?
Yeah, I'd be trying to move on that one.
There's so many different situations that can go into vehicle stuff. So
Barry asks, I know Lee used to be an AK guy until Bob corrupted him. So I've got an AK question. Can you recommend a Kydex mag carrier, single or double? I can't find one that really works. Yeah, I was kind of looking at that before Bob put that signature rifle in my hands. The problem with AK mags, Barry, is they're all different. You've got Waffle, you've got Steel, you've got 900 different types of countries made them. So find the mags you want to carry and then go to somebody and have them custom made for that mag. That's the only way you're going to get it done, and that's the only way it'll be tight and it won't wobble or shake or rattle. Because every mag's different. I recommend Steel mags because I've actually had a couple of plastic ones explode in my safe, which was kind of weird. Bulgarian one just blew up. 30 rounds of AK in a spring right in the middle of the night. I did not know what the hell was going on. Anonymous. Oh, this is one of the best questions we've had in a while. What does Bob think of using the military to go after the drug cartels?
I think we just talked about, I might have talked about that on another podcast. I like it.
Yeah. Well, it's going to take military tactics because they're using military tactics.
Yeah, it would be, you know, if I was still operational, you'd be chopping up the bit to do that. If you actually want to do something over there, because you're talking overseas, right? Like actually preventing it from coming here.
Right, Mexico.
Yeah. I would say yeah, but you know they're on this side of the border too.
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough one, but at least overseas, outside country, I would think it'd be easier to get that done. You kind of have to be at that point if you actually want to do anything about it. So I would be for it. I'd be pushing it for sure.
Yeah, I would keep it like your guys. And I don't think we need mechanized units heading south.
You roll in heavy like that?
Yeah. They think to fold the gap.
That would be pretty funny.
But
that would work.
Yeah, and you got the perfect. I bet you to a man, your old unit would just be like, yes, yes, yes.
Oh, yeah. At least the operators.
Yeah. Well, you know, DeSantis has said, and I think Vivek has said, too, that they would use the military to go after these drug cartels. Which brings us to our next question, which took me a bit of research. Lori P., which Republican candidate has the best track record on gun rights?
That's a good one for you guys.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go through it real quick. Ron DeSantis, my governor, he signed the unlicensed carry bill, but he promised to sign a constitutional carry bill. We don't have open carry, so it's not pure constitutional. Keep in mind, he also banned concealed carry at an election speech he gave at a public park. This Vivek Ramaswamy never held public office, no track record.
He didn't take money from Soros or early on in his education.
Yeah. In an interview, he said the Second Amendment is the last line of defense, but, you know, dudes can say anything in interviews.
Sure.
Mike Pence has an A rating from the NRA.
Oh.
As a vice president, governor of Indiana, and former representative, and he's incredibly pro-gun. He wants allowing guns in school parking lots. He wants to increase gun ownership. He says that Second Amendment guarantees a fundamental individual right. He voted yes to protect gun manufacturers, voted yes to stop those bogus lawsuits. And he's got a hell of a good voting.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was vice president, governor of Indiana, and former rep. Incredibly pro-gun, but not the best.
No. Nikki Haley, no good. Tim Scott, no good. I'm from South Carolina.
Tim Scott.
He's too nice.
Yeah, I know.
He's too nice.
Yeah, he supported the bipartisan gun background check.
Yeah.
He actually sponsored it, didn't he?
Something like that. I don't remember. We're coming up on the next break. We'll get to that. Okay. We'll get to old Tim in just a second. This is Think Aim Fire, and we're taking questions right now, or Bob is taking questions. We're trying to answer questions. And you can find Bob at gamutresolutions.com. You can find Lee at armedamericannews.com, thegunwriter.substack.com, and at saf.org. When we get it lined up right, you find these guys here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We're doing the question and answer part of Think, Aim, Fire. We were just being asked, the question was, who do we like best for on the Republican side for president as far as gun rights are concerned? Lee, do you actually see any of these guys that are unblemished in any way?
Yes, and we're saving the best for last.
Okay.
We got Chris Christie, supported a whole bunch of gun control. He said that they should ban 50 caliber weapons because, quote, there's no need for those weapons to be sold to the general public.
Jeez.
I know, right?
So he's out.
Yeah, Asa Hutchinson, another anti-gunner, he vetoed a bill that would have prohibited local police from enforcing federal gun laws. So, and I saved the best for last. I know you guys don't know who it is. Former North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, who will be on the stage tonight.
Oh.
Signed a bill making North Dakota a Second Amendment sanctuary state. He signed bills giving North Dakotans the Stand Your Ground law. He protected North Dakotans' access to firearms and ammunition businesses. He expanded constitutional carry in North Dakota, expanded hunting rights in North Dakota. He prohibits state agencies from enforcing federal gun laws that infringe on the Second Amendment. This is something. He signed a bill that allows local firemen and EMS entities to go armed so they can have an armed response for defensive purposes only.
Yep.
And he has signed laws protecting firearm and ammunition manufacturers from a lawsuit for damages caused by a third party.
Yeah. Way to go, Minnesota.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, right next to Minnesota where they just kind of went the opposite way.
Yeah. No kidding.
I mean, I don't know when's the last time you were home, brother, but don't bring your gun.
Hey, it's embarrassing. Embarrassing.
So without a doubt, Doug Burgum, who will be on the stage tonight, has the best track record on guns. By far. Yeah.
Good research on that, fairly.
Thank you, brother.
I didn't even know he was going to be up there.
Yeah, I just saw that
today. I didn't know he qualified. He must have signed a pledge. That's all you had to do was sign the pledge. If you sign the pledge, you can be on the debate stage. I almost signed the pledge.
You
got to
have the money, too.
I knew there was a reason I wasn't on the stage.
what they're going on percentage wise?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of factors.
Yeah.
We got two versions of this story, or of this question. Both of them are pretty similar. Do you think Joe Biden and the ATF are trying to start a civil war?
They'd be dumb if they are.
Yeah, well, I think they already have. I think the civil war has already begun, but they're using lawfare. They're not firing on Fort Sumter. They're coming after us legally.
They've been, Democrats have been doing that for the last 30 years.
Yep. I think
they're chipping away at it.
So. I mean, I just spoke to, Russell Fincher, who was the tabletop on kitchen table gun dealer in Oklahoma that they hit with a SWAT team. They sent 15 SWATies to his house.
Yeah.
Cuffed him in front of his kid, screamed at him until he surrendered his license. He just got a forfeiture letter yesterday from the ATF. Remember, they took 52 of his guns, including a beautiful Polytech AK. They're offering to pay him $10 per gun.
Oh, man. That was unreal. That was unreal, right?
It is.
There's a lot of things in play right now. The C-40 thing is in play right now. You know about that, Lee?
No, I do not.
So there's 14 American cities that have signed on to it. There's nearly 100 cities worldwide. This is where by 2030, their goal in their city is to have zero dairy consumed, zero meat consumed, no cars. You'll be able to buy between 3 and 8 pieces of clothing a year.
Come on.
You will be able to take a flight 932 miles away and 932 miles back once every 3 years.
Jeez.
This particular organization is funded by Bloomberg.
Wow.
So I don't really see how that's going to work out because, you know, if my mayor were to sign this, we're going to his house tonight. We're going to have us a little, you know, going to go back and practice the dark arts.
I don't know why you guys are making fun of it. I think it sounds great.
Yeah, totally. And I could probably deal with the clothes thing.
You know,
yeah,
me
too. Three pieces of clothes every year.
I'm
trying to get away with that one.
Yeah, but you can't. No more bullets. That goes along. I mean, you're not going to. Yeah. They're not going to take everything away and say, "Oh, your guns, you can keep those." Sure, that's fine.
That's silly.
So, what kind of trends you notice about ammo? Ammo doing?
What do you mean?
Price-wise.
Wow, I still don't know because I haven't been researching that because I haven't been buying any. But from what I don't know what we talked about last time. From what I hear from students, it's about the same as what I talked about last time. I mean, it's definitely coming down, but it's not where it was 3 years ago, 4 years ago. I don't know if that'll ever happen. I mean, you probably know, or Bill would probably know the pricing better than I.
It's coming down pretty good. I saw a case of 5.56 the other day for right at $400 a case, which is, that's still high from what it used to be, but that 9mm, I'm seeing 9mm in the $200 ranges.
5 years ago, it laughed at $400 ARA.
Oh, absolutely. But if it's at 200 for 1,000 with pistol, that's almost there.
Yeah.
I think I used to, whenever it was like 18 cents a round and it was free shipping for pistol, I would stockpile on it. So if it's at 20, that's decent.
Yeah.
We had one thing on the, go bags, and emergency bailout bags because of California. That's like Bob was saying earlier, that's a long discussion what you need in your bug out bag. But given what happened, you know, in Maui and in California, I don't care where you live, you need a good bug out bag. I've written about it. I know there's a lot of stories out there. It reinforces, they reinforce the need for a good one.
I guess after what happened in Maui, you probably need to think about waterproofing some of the stuff in your bag because some of these people had to go in the water.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's what, close to a natural disaster, but, you know, 10 miles away, now you're back to having grocery stores.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
I mean, the big thing, like, for something like that, or even a hurricane or natural disaster where statewide or just citywide, you know, as long as you're getting out and you have money, you know, like, you can get out of the situation, you're always going to be able to go to a Walmart or a super, you know, or a grocery store or something somewhere else. I mean, the blowout bag, like a true blowout, what I would say a true blowout bag would be, you know, is for...
More like a get-clear bag?
For like situations like the last two that you were talking about.
Right.
Like a true blowout bag and like having a plan and having the car set up would be if, you know, all hell broke loose in America and, you know, you did have to go to the woods for 6 weeks or a year, you know, whatever. You know, I just, like, getting out of a situation fast, you really need to have a big blowout bag. Besides, like, I would say the biggest thing would be have a good med bag that you pick immediately when you're leaving. So if something happens on your way out of that situation, you know, you can treat yourself and you're clear. Does that make sense?
It does.
A blowout bag that we would call overseas that does have a lot of stuff, you know, that's going to put us in there, because we might be out somewhere for weeks at a time and not be able to get picked up or have some place that we can go.
Right.
But, you know, if it's just a town or a city that's having that natural disaster, as long as you can get out of there fast and go somewhere else, you're going to be fine.
So what we need is to program the Walmart location and the GPS. We're running out of time, guys. We have run out of time. Thank you once again for joining me today. I always enjoy this segment. I could do this more than once a week. Find Bob Keller and his excellent training. His excellent training at Gamut Resolutions. Go schedule a class and become an operator. Find Lee Williams. He's everywhere. He's at thegunwriter.substack.com. He is at armedamericannews.com, and he's at saf.org. Guys, thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Take care.
Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today. For 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
D.